Away with Words, Part 3, Lecture 4. G-H-O-T-I spells fish.
I entitled this lecture, G-H-O-T-I spells fish. And it's a lecture about the English spelling system. And by the end of the lecture, I will explain to you how possibly G-H-O-T-I could spell fish. But let's talk for just a minute about where we are and the spelling system and how it fits into grammar. Because technically, a spelling system doesn't really seem like it's part of grammar. Remember, grammar is the way we arrange words to make meaning. And spelling sort of operates at a lower level. It indicates how sounds are put together to make words. And technically, that would mean that grammar is syntactic and bits of grammar are morphological and spelling is phonetic or phonosyntactic. I mean, you get very tangled with phonomorphological and so forth. I'm not going to get into all those technical terms and worrying about it that much, but I want to say that spelling, as we're talking about it, is not really a part of grammar, but it still belongs in this course. And the reason is that in my experience, people, when they're worried about their grammar in their writing, not in their speaking, obviously you don't care about your spelling in your speaking, but when people are worried about their grammar in their writing, and they say things like, oh, I'm not a very good writer, I don't have very good grammar, they lump spelling right in there. So we're going to talk about spelling, and it's worthwhile to spend a lecture on spelling because, seriously, what could possibly be more interesting than spelling? Actually, I'm not kidding about that. Spelling is another area in which the drought way of understanding takes tedious memorization and turns it into tedious memorization plus interesting historical knowledge. But seriously, spelling turns out to be a deep key to understanding language change and to understanding philology. And since I am a philologist, I wanted to talk about spelling. It's also the case that focusing on spelling is what really separates out people who love philology from kind of like every normal person. So people like, say, J.R.R. Tolkien, one of my idols and a great philologist, were very concerned with specific spellings.